שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר
Hello, we're reading we're reading article number 33 by Rabash, The Felons of Israel. And you can ask questions during the lesson, The Felons of Israel, article number 33.
Okay, let's think of our friends who are now setting up the sukkah.
Amar Rish Lakish, Poshei Yisrael.
Rish Lakish said, "The felons of Israel, the light of hell does not govern them, much less from the altar of gold, etc. The felons of Israel are full of mitzvot, commandments, good deeds, like a pomegranate, as it is written, your temple is like a slice of a pomegranate, do not pronounce it rakatech, your temple, but reikanin, empty." So there's a problem here. How is it possible that on the one hand he's a felon and on the other hand there are plenty of good deeds that he does? How can these two things exist in a person together? In you are full of mitzvot like a pomegranate, all the more. Concerning the felons of Israel, we should understand with respect to whom they're called the felons of Israel. One, is it with respect to the Torah? Two, or with respect to the whole of Israel, that they are regarded as the felons of Israel. Three, or with respect to the individual himself, that is, he sees and feels about himself that he is the felons of Israel. Superficially, it is difficult to see how one can be full of mitzvot like a pomegranate, yet be regarded as the felons of Israel. If we interpret this with respect to the person himself, we can say and interpret, although they are full of mitzvot like a pomegranate, he sees that he is still the felons of Israel. We should interpret rimon, pomegranate, from the word ramot, deceit. That is, he sees that he is deceiving himself, meaning that although he is full of mitzvot, namely, sees that he has nothing more to add in quantity, and according to his efforts, he should certainly have been Israel by now, meaning Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator, where everything is for the Creator. Yet, after his self-scrutiny, he sees that he is deceiving himself, that the main reason he engages in Torah and Mitzvot is self-love, and not in order to bestow contentment upon his Maker, which is called Yashar Kel, meaning that all his work goes straight to the Creator. Since he saw that all his work was only in order to receive, he saw that he was a felon with regard to Israel. That is, he does not want his work to be for above called in order to bestow upon the Creator. Rather, all his work is on the basis of keeping everything below, which is regarded as receiver, because the receiver is regarded as being of inferior importance, and the giver is of superior importance. This extends from the root. Since the Creator is the giver, he is regarded as above. The Creator who receives from the creature who receives from the Creator is regarded as being of inferior importance. Hence, if his work is in order to receive, he is regarded as wanting his work in Torah and Mitzvot to remain below, meaning in reception. This is called transgressing in the aspect of Israel. For instead of serving the Creator, where he wants to work to bestow upon the Creator, he does the opposite, wanting the Creator to serve man. And since they said that nothing is given for free, but the reward is given according to the labor, as is done in the physical world, this is how he wants to labor. He works for the Creator on condition that the Creator will pay for his labor. Otherwise, he will have no strength to make any move without reward. However, how can one come to see the truth? That he's deceiving himself concerning the quality of the goal and cannot do the holy work in truth. Our sages said in that regard that one cannot see the truth before one has light. That is, one sees that he is doing many mitzvot, meaning that he is full of deeds and sees no place where he can do more deeds that will help him become Israel, meaning only to bestow, without any need for self-love. He does not see that he will ever achieve this by himself unless he has help from above. And it is impossible that man will be able to do this. It follows that the mitzvot he has done caused him to see the truth, that thus far he was fooling himself, thinking that a person can obtain the force that changes to the intention to bestow by himself. Now he has come to realize that this is not the case. Now we can interpret, even the empty ones among you are full of mitzvot like a pomegranate. It means that even though they are full of mitzvot, they feel that they are empty, because they see that they are like a pomegranate. From the world, from the words, I called to my lovers, they deceived me, meaning deceit. Whose work in Torah and Mitzvot was only for their own benefit and not to benefit the Creator.
Meaning there are several stages a person undergoes in order to reach the point of truth. Initially, he thinks that all of his work is in studying. He will study, he will learn all the details, as Kabbalists kind of joke about how many angels are there in the heavens and what are their names. So he studies, he learns, he thinks it's just like in this world, the more he will fill himself with knowledge, it will bring him closer to spirituality. Those who know what's written in the book are higher, are more important, more spiritual. Then he begins to understand that this is not exactly the main thing, rather it is in changing his nature. And that he needs to nevertheless reach a new quality in this. New quality does not depend on the number of ideas and knowledge that he accumulated, meaning it's not the wise who learns. It's possible that I'm learning with my corporeal intellect, learning what's written in the books, but by that I'm actually moving away from the truth because I'm building inside myself all these drawings, systems, and making all those connections that in spirituality it's not like that at all. And in fact, they have no place in spirituality. And this is a slow process, it takes a long time, but eventually he understands that he needs to change his qualities. And his qualities do not depend on the amount of knowledge that he has. Rather, on the contrary, he might be confusing himself with this knowledge and he's pushing himself further away. And then he starts to transfer his exertion from the study to other efforts, connection with the friends, dissemination, teaching, in short, things that belong more to bestow in our world. And after some time, he sees that even that is not beneficial and it doesn't help him. And there are a few additional stages along the way, but eventually he comes to a state where he sees that only the Creator, only the upper force, can, just like he created the evil inclination, he created for it the Torah as a spice, and he can change his nature. Meaning, not through the amount of knowledge he absorbs, how bright he is, and not according to some other corporeal successes. Nothing helps. Rather, there's something totally different here. How much he is liked by the Creator. So that he will replace his foundation instead of receiving to bestow. And then he comes to a prayer, and from here on he acquires a different attitude towards life, to this world, and to the upper force. And he begins to arrange himself correctly.
So, we're continuing with, but who caused him to know this? It is precisely that he is full of mitzvot. This caused him to see that he should not fool himself into thinking that he can become Israel. Instead, now he sees that he is the felons of Israel. It turns out that it is impossible to obtain real knowledge of one's degree in spirituality unless he is full of mitzvot. At that time, he sees his state, that until now he was in deceit, and now he is in the degree of the felons of Israel. But without mitzvot is regarded as being without light. And then one cannot see the truth that he needs the Creator to help him become Israel.
That's what's happening to us. We see many friends are leaving. They say, it's not for me, I didn't find anything, I didn't acquire anything. Where's the knowledge, where's the intellect, where's the attainment? They think that the attainment is like something in physics and science. They don't understand that attainment comes only through the reforming light and depends not on the number of ideas that he acquired, that he accumulated. That's how it is. We need to have a serious introspection about what is important in this life. Meaning the fact that a person works and does everything in a group doesn't say anything about whether or not he changes attitude towards what's important in his life. He wants to attain the quality of bestowal. He wants to receive some fulfillment in his vessels of reception. It's possible that he studies and he does everything and a lot, but in order to feel some profit in his vessels without changing them. Whereas, if he truly makes the calculation and he understands that he needs to change his nature, change his vessels, then his behavior is totally different. He becomes very cautious, he thinks, he cares about the intention behind his actions, not so much the actions. And his advancement is different.
However, we should know that saying that he is full of mitzvot, then he sees that he is as a pomegranate, comes with a stipulation. It is said specifically when he is a person who is seeking the truth. At that time, it is said that one who seeks the truth still cannot see the truth before he is full of mitzvot, but not before. Hence, this requires two things. One, on the one hand, he needs to engage in Torah and mitzvot as much as he can, without any criticism, whether it is on the path of truth or not. Only after the fact can he criticize, but not while engaging in Torah and mitzvot, for at that time he needs to feel himself in wholeness. As our sages said, one should always engage in Torah and mitzvot lo lishma, because from lo lishma we come to lishma. Thus, for now, it is unimportant how he is engaging, because in any manner of engagement, he is keeping the words of our sages. Two, after the fact, he must criticize himself to see if his actions were for the Creator, or if something else was involved in it. From the two of them, he can come to being as a pomegranate, according to what we explained above. By this, we will understand the words of our sages. Our sages said, when Rabbi Eliezer ben Parta and Rabbi Hanina ben Tardion were caught, woe unto me, for I was caught for one thing, and I am not saved. You engaged in Torah and good deeds, and I engaged only in the Torah. It is as Rav Huna said, anyone who engages only in Torah is as one who has no God, as it was said, and many days for Israel without a true God, without a teaching priest, and without Torah. What is without a true God? Rav Huna said, anyone who engages only in Torah, it is as though he has no God. We should understand why, if he does not engage in good deeds, he is as one who has no God. Another perplexity, why specifically the mitzvah of good deeds? After all, there are other mitzvot that need to be observed. So why specifically good deeds is akin to being without a true God? It is as though by good deeds it is possible to tell if the Torah he's learning is without a true God. According to what we learn, all our work is in order to achieve equivalence of form, regarded as he is merciful, so are you merciful. For this reason, during the study of Torah, one must not criticize his Torah, meaning whose Torah he's learning. And then he can learn even lo lishma, which is also a mitzvah. As our sages said, one should always engage in Torah and mitzvot, even lo lishma, since from lo lishma he will come to lishma. This is so when he tests himself, his situation with regard to equivalence of form, how remote he has become from self-love, and how close he has become to love of others, which is the meaning of cleaving to his qualities. This is why he makes the precision that the main thing to know is to test himself through the quality of chesed, mercy, how much he engages in it, exerting for it, and contemplating various tactics and tricks to achieve equivalence of form, or he will not reach the path of truth. It follows that at that time he does not have a true God, for true means, as is explained, the seventh correction of the 13 corrections of Dikna is called and truth. He interprets there an inner reflection. At that time appears the quality of the Creator, who has created the world with the intention to do good to His creations. Since at that time appears the Ol Chokhmah, which is the light of the purpose of creation, when everyone feels the delight and pleasure. At that time, everyone says with clear cognizance that this meaning, the goal, is true.
Oleg Cohen, no?
It follows that if he does not engage in good deeds, which is the power that can bring to love of others, by which he will acquire vessels of bestowal, as the upper abundance is drawn only into the vessels, and if he has no vessels of bestowal, he cannot acquire the delight and pleasure that the Creator created in order to delight His creatures. It follows that in that state, a person is regarded as being without a true God. That is the reality of his guidance, which is to do good to his creations. Is God forbid untrue? This is called without a true God. This can be obtained precisely by engaging in good deeds. However, without Torah, it is impossible to know one's state, meaning where he is, since without light, it is impossible to see anything. Rather, to see that he is a felon of Israel, he needs to be full of mitzvot, meaning both mitzvot of learning Torah and the rest of the mitzvot. The test is that after some time of engaging in Torah and mitzvot, he needs to examine, but not during his work.
ולא בזמן עבודתו.
זאת אומרת, אנחנו צריכים כאן לעבור כמה שלבים, כבר אמרתי על זה.
Meaning, קודם, we have to go through a few stages, as I mentioned earlier. In our attitude, our exertion, and the results of our exertion. Where initially, there's no choice but for a person to relate to his spiritual work as something corporeal. Just like in corporeality, he's used to learning, understanding, doing something, receiving something, and so on and so forth. Can't do it any other way. That's how he's built. He comes with these vessels to study the wisdom of Kabbalah. After that, a lot of time, a great deal of time, and also some bitterness that he receives. What am I getting out of it? I'm learning, I'm studying for years, I understand. I know a few things. I learned the articles, Pticha, Tes, maybe a little bit of Zohar. In short, I have something. I'm participating in various activities and actions with the society, but he still doesn't see correctly the necessary result, meaning he's not looking at his own changes with respect to bestowal, the attitude towards others, coming closer to others, since those are actually external signs of our correction when we need to unify the broken vessels. Rather, instead, he's looking at his own personal profit according to how nature obligates him. Although he ascribe a pretty goal to the fact that it's going to be close to others, maybe. Still, this is not what's important. What's important for him is his personal attainment. I wish to discover, to understand, to know, to see, to feel I. And here, he needs to labor and exert greatly in order to reach the correct, the true calculation. Whereby, through this great bitterness, being reaching despair, not knowing what's happening, what will happen, and so on and so forth, he begins to make the correct calculation, where the goal is not in attainment, but rather in attaining vessels of bestowal, desires to bestow, desires to connect, desires to love. That's what he wishes to attain. Changes the purpose of his work. He begins to advance more correctly towards the prayer. As he arranges, establishes correctly his plea to the Creator, because it's clear to him. If he wants to acquire knowledge, intellect, success, like in this world, he has to exert, and everything depends on his exertion. The smarter he is, according to his IQ, however much time he has to invest in it and the ability, then he succeeds. If he exchanges his goal from corporeal to spiritual, meaning he has to turn himself from receiving to bestowal, then it stops depending on what he does in this world and more on how much the upper light influences him. And that's a totally different attitude. Then it comes to subjugation, various actions that the society obligates him to do because there's no choice, but only in this way he can come closer to the light, the performing light. And the prayer, where only through the revelation of the deficiency called man, a prayer, he will be rewarded with drawing the upper force onto him and change truthfully. And these are the stages. Well, there are others, but they come later. So,
Shilot.
Questions.
We heard that a person's private attainment is really important, that everyone should demand attainment of the Creator, which you just explained.
My prayer that I want to attain, I want to understand.
This is what I heard, that
it's the beginning of the path when a person comes in this world, the way he learned about it in school and how he lives his life. He knows that according to his labor, he receives. So if he wants to connect to it, you know, he relates to the wisdom of Kabbalah like all other wisdoms. As much as he learns, studies, he advances.
I heard you say that the examination is how do I relate to the friends and external kelim.
It's one of the tests.
On the other hand, in all our workshops, all the questions, we learned that there's no such thing as me. There's only we. There's only the ten.
if you can integrate with the friends and feel in your place everyone, all of us, that's a high degree.
So, all in all, it's just confusing that once such a thought comes, like, where I feel a sense of...
Yeah, it's confusing, I agree.
You run from the true scrutiny.
True scrutiny is for a person to think, what can the wisdom of Kabbalah bring him? Since it brings a person a change of his nature. Not that I, in my current nature, receive fulfillment and I fill myself with all the knowledge and all the feelings. Rather, that I change my nature, and according to the extent of this change in my nature, that the reforming light does, by that I acquire a new quality, a quality of bestowal, and according to that quality of bestowal, I discover myself as existing in the reality of bestowal, meaning in the upper worlds.
Oh, bo.
Come.
No. Ken, ata acharon.
The last.
Ben Adam Rav, she roe, she kol yom.
Rav.
Maybe in English. Amen. We see that every day his force goes down. And he sees that he's going disconnected. He did all the effort. He's in the lesson. He was in the group and doing dissemination, teaching, and more criticism. And he did like everything you said.
Al ma bikoret?
Al klum.
Al klum.
What criticism?
About nothing.
I understand it's about nothing. It's not a problem, it's nothing, it's zero. Because he does not measure himself correctly. That's what I'm trying to explain here. It doesn't mean that every day he goes down to zero. He might be going up and not down. It depends what he's measuring. What are you measuring throughout the day? Why I don't feel? Why I don't I attain? Why don't I understand? Right? I got nothing. I look. Where are you looking? Where are you looking? You're looking in your vessels of reception, your own vessels of reception. You see there's nothing. And you say that there's no profit, that it's a loss. It's a profit. Another day went by and I have nothing. Another day and I have nothing. And more and more and more. Until when? And what do I wish to get out of it? I wish to get disappointment. That the path is incorrect. That's not what I'm about, or what I stand to receive. I am about to receive disappointment from my entire calculation. I'm looking for a calculation in my vessels of reception. So how can it be that I'll find something spiritual in them? When they show me a zero and another zero and every day more and more zero, that's hell from above. The Creator is showing me this way is incorrect. You can continue, but that's what you're going to get until you despair completely. What do I have to do? I have to think. So in what vessels am I working? With vessels of reception? Well, you don't receive spirituality there. That's the first thing. Second thing is, what is the spiritual reward I'm about to receive? The spiritual reward is called love of others, until love of the Creator. This is the spiritual reward. Bestowal, coming out of yourself. This is the spiritual reward. Am I drawn to that or not? No. Well, if not, then what am I expecting here? So, in that case, I have to think. Do I want to have such a reward or not? If yes, then I have to ask from the Creator to change my desire. So I would want to be the bestower, the one who resembles Him, the one who loves the others, one who connects with the others. And I discovered then that I never felt myself so removed from this. I can't think of the others. They look at the others, they sit next to me right here, and I see them as if they are in another galaxy. So far, I can't even feel them at all. I used to feel them more. Now, completely not. They're like apparitions. And then I have what's present and what's desired. Well, how much it is desired. Nevertheless, I have to come to a state where what they tell me about spirituality will be important. Not that I love it or I want it, but that it will be important. That's it. How come? Because I'm forcing myself to listen to the friends. And everyone is talking, and I must talk with them as well, about the importance of spirituality, where I have no grasp. And it's truly not important, but it's important for me to love the other. Who in our world respects such people? We don't even have them. It used to be a time that people cried out that we need to love animals, humans, people, the air. Today you see that everything is sold, it's all politics, and there's nothing underneath it except for someone's profit. And that's why they are crying out. So we need to work on the fact that that we will have at least a spiritual goal as important. The more we talk about it, the more friends talk about it, they will influence me. And I will feel that this is truly something that's important to me. Well, it's not really, but it is. That's it. Yesterday I saw
Birnbaum was Minatzeach, the orchestra.
Birnbaum. Daniel Birnbaum, the conductor, conducted an orchestra from Germany.
I didn't like it so much,
but I see thousands of people sit and watch and enjoy themselves, and they sit for 2 hours without moving. So it's important. But not to me. But I respect that. I can't disregard this because the others appreciate it. Same thing here. In this society, they appreciate the quality of bestowal. At least that's what they say. And I also begin to respect that, that thing called spirituality, where everything works according to the law of bestowal. And it's a totally different world, different realm. And there, everything works according to the force of bestowal. I must bring myself closer to this somehow. This is called spirituality. Spirituality is not what religions portray before you, this hocus pocus that you can do whatever you feel like it.
Well, there's a problem here. In corporeal vessels, you feel no taste, and no taste in spiritual vessels, because you're not in spirituality.
Right.
So, you have, there's the group, there's the ten, but also in the ten, there's no taste, there's no flavor, no nothing.
You think only you?
No, just a second. Where you see that the Creator does everything, but there is a point where a person doesn't even know what to ask for.
You see a process, like we are bringing an animal to kill him before to eat him, and in this process, there is a moment maybe you don't even know what to ask to the Creator.
If I will listen to you, we're not going to get any correction. It's best if you listen to what I'm saying. It's not going to do you any good. All your complaints are correct on behalf of the will to receive. Everything I'm saying is true and just on behalf of the will to bestow. So, let's look at what we can do.
What should I ask for?
You won't be able, with your vessels, your intellect, your feeling, your righteousness, you will not be able to measure spirituality. You won't. It's something that's ahead of you. I have a cat at home. I can read this cat 1,000 times, some wise book, but it will not do the cat any good. Rather, here we have an action of the reforming light. And this light brings a person additional vessels, new vessels. And in these new vessels, you begin to feel spirituality. And you complain, I can't feel spirituality in my vessels. Of course you can't. Of course not. There's no argument here. What are you starting to get excited here?
I know.
Okay, so that's it. So calm down and think, how can you acquire new vessels? That's it. That's what you need. And new vessels come by the reforming light. So think, how do I awaken the light? That's what it's all about. And not that you would know more or do something. You have to do certain specific special things. I'm going to connect with the friends. I'm going to perform common actions with them. Do I want this? Of course not. Do I love them? No, I hate them. So why am I doing this? So that on top of the hate and the rejection, if I will make an effort, then in that effort, I wish to be rewarded by the reforming light. It comes according to my exertion. As much as I don't want it, and I do it nevertheless. But I can't do anything. I'm lying down, and I cannot get up. I know that soon there will be a gathering of friends, and I can't even move a finger. What will I do? So that's why I sign a covenant with the friends in advance. And my schedule should be clear. And I prepare myself somehow in order to work not according to my own strength and my own desires, rather according to what I receive from the society. If I go together with them along the lines of each shall help his friends, I receive a strength from them. And the strength will be enough for me only for one thing, only one. That is, for me to ask, give me a new nature. That's it. We don't have any work above our desire. We can't even work above our desire. We can't do any action. We can only ask. That's it. So, the prayer is the main thing. And the fact that you have all these arguments and claims and complaints, of course, everyone can say it. What, is there someone here who thinks differently, who feels differently? No.
כן, שלמה.
יש שלמה.
אז זה בהמשך מה ש...
To continue what Taranz asked, in our work, a very important quality is the measure of patience. Also, impatience is important. Impatience, if I express impatience, toward what?
Yeah, that's the question. Towards what am I being patient? Towards what am I being impatient? This you have to check. It's possible that with respect to attaining the true goal, I need to be as patient as possible. And with everything I do, I have to be impatient. That I don't want to just go on and continue doing some action for years and expect a result. No. Rather check quickly. I do, I check, I do, I check. The more despairs we collect along the way, then accordingly we will have a better advancement. New York.
Hello, Rob. What do you mean? What does it mean by saying that a person has to do good deeds and study the Torah?
No, study Torah is also not clear. It's not what we are studying. Study Torah means that we want the reforming light. Where is it written about the study of Torah? It's the reforming light. That's what I want to come to me. The Torah is teaching me, neither the book nor me. That through the text, I raise my deficiency for a change, and then I connect with the upper source, and it corrects me. This is called learning or studying Torah. This is the light in the Torah, and not what's written in the book itself. Okay?
Ma yesh lanu Moskva.
Moscow.
Na 164-ой странице во
втором. It says here that a person has to perform the correct analysis. How do you do it? He has to correctly scrutinize things. Is it my personal work, or is it something that you do in the 10? How do you correctly scrutinize?
He says so that you worked in Torah and good deeds, and I say I only worked in the Torah. That's Rabbi Huna said. Anyone who only studies the Torah is like someone without a God. Meaning we have to have here also good deeds. Only studies Torah, engages in Torah, it is as though he has no God. Meaning he has to also yearn for good deeds, meaning the good connection with others. Otherwise, his Torah means the more pages he studies, the more prideful he's going to be above everyone else. Because he is considered the erudite, the wise one. The wise is the wiser heart. He has a wide heart that can contain the wisdom of Torah.
Питер.
Раву сказали про три.
You said about three tools that we have. First of all, a person, he aspires for knowledge, then he aspires for connection, dissemination, and then the most advanced stage is that he aspires to turn to the Creator, that everything comes from Him. So, in the first two stages, I believe in connection, dissemination, knowledge. So how do you advance to the third phase, to turn to the Creator? You have to do it artificially, or is it something that happens naturally?
Use it artificially and think about it more and more, and additionally we will learn about it, and in the coming Congress I hope this will be at least one of the main topics.
Spain. Please.
Question. Why we cannot see the results of our prayer? I would like to see the others, the sheer bestowal.
Why can't we see results from our prayer? Because our prayer is incorrect. Incorrect. As Baal Sulam says, a child is screaming on the street next to his father, and everyone is asking, why are you so being so cruel to your child? You don't let him have what he wants. He says, the child is asking to scrape his eye with a pin. Right? I mean, this example is not so clear, but in short, if we are asking something that's not for our own spiritual benefit, of course we're not going to get it. We get it in the opposite form, meaning to show us that we've asked incorrectly.
Hello, Rav. Question. Does the essence of the prayer change, or the intensity with which I turn to the Creator, by the essence of the prayer?
I wouldn't say that the essence of the prayer changes. The essence of the prayer is fairly simple. We turn to the Creator with appreciation that He has the power to do, otherwise why are you turning to Him? And what are you asking for? Vessels of bestowal, desires, a desire to bestow. And that's what we're about to receive and be grateful for. And that's it. The whole prayer in spirituality, it's called raising man. I am raising a deficiency. And the deficiency should be according to what the upper one wants, meaning do make your desire as His desire. If I raise my desire to the Creator, my desire will be like the Creator wants it. And then my desire will be accepted. And then my desire and His desire will be as one desire. And I will receive a part of the Creator and become similar to Him. Argentina.
Hello, Rav. Question. The entire afternoon I'm thinking, why am I not receiving everything, anything after so many years? Why doesn't the Creator hear my prayer? And suddenly, I connected the lesson, and you're talking exactly about this. The question is, what should this coincidence be? What is this coincidence? That a person thinks about something, he's in doubt, and suddenly he comes to the lesson, and the lesson is exactly about what he's thinking of. What is this coincidence?
An angel came to me before the lesson, and he told me about you, And he said that this is what you want to hear about. And so I do it. You ask. This is the meaning of the righteous asks and the Creator does. So he says, and I do. That's how it is. Look, if you have a deficiency, you will always hear according to your deficiency.
Рав, все-таки хочется сделать правильное выяснение того, что Rav, говорит Рабаш.
We'd like to correctly scrutinize what Rabash says and what you explained. On the one hand, you have to reach despair, disappointment in your will to receive and invert from love of oneself to love of others. And Rabash writes about good deeds and studying the Torah. How do you scrutinize these things correctly?
Think about it. Think about it and then you'll be able to tie the two. I won't tell you how to do it. You have a complaint, you should solve it. I have nothing to say. You will have to think about it, but with your criticism, you should criticize yourself and not what the wisdom of Kabbalah demands of you.
Good morning, Rav. Hello, World Clip. Yesterday we learned that how important is physical work or any other work for spiritual development in group. Today you said that we can really do only pray. How to connect these two different views?
Guys, you'll have to solve it by yourselves. I'm not going to give you solutions. You hear what you have to do. We spoke more than once about how everything is solved with prayer. So go ahead, ask from above. You have a prayer before prayer, prayer before prayer. So go ahead, ask. You have a question? It's not to me. I just wish to aim you at the heavens, as we say. The more questions you'll have, the more you'll understand that these questions are aiming towards the purpose of creation, then the more you will gain each time through a question.
Shalom, amado Rav.
Hello, beloved Rav. The question is,
¿cómo se recibe la gracia y cómo sé que yo la he recibido?
What is the thanks and how do I know that, what is mercy and how do I know that it was received? Sorry, again, what are good deeds and how do I know that it was expected, accepted?
Every desire a person raises above is received, for sure, with certainty. There's no such thing as shooting in the air. No. Rather, he always enters the correct place. Now, the question is, how does this place respond to the deficiency that you are raising? And here, it depends on person's desire and the desire of the upper system to which he is turning, and how much their desires, their thoughts, their values, and their plans are similar. And accordingly, there's a reaction. There's a place that makes a calculation, a comparison between them, and accordingly, and the reaction comes. We learn about it from the raising of the man in the study of the Ten Sefirot. As much as your desires resembles his, or the other way around, accordingly, you receive a response. That's how it works.
Rav, מה קורה בהפך של זה? למה זה?
לא שומעים, זוהר.
עכשיו שומעים?
I can hear you, Zohar.
שומעים?
כן.
Yes. What is with the opposite of the problem when I don't want something, when I'm not in a state where I want something and I don't get it? I think that it's even worse when you don't want something, when we're not praying.
Of course, it's also not good. I can't say if it's better or worse, but of course it's not good. The best state is for your desire to be like the desire of the higher degree, and then those two desires are working together and you receive from above complete help, because your deficiency minus is included exactly in the deficiency of the upper one, the plus. Why is it a deficiency in the upper one if it's a plus? Because it wishes to bestow. The cow wishes to feed, and you are there exactly because you want to receive and enjoy what she has to offer. So you meet together. You are Zinukva, he is Tcha, and you have Zivug Daka, and you beget a new Partsuf, full of the upper light. Okay.
What does it mean to make your desire like his?
That's exactly like that. Make your desire, whatever you're asking, to be exactly as his desire to give.
Australasia.
Australasia.
Boker Tov, Rav. The question is the true request, the deficiency, the result of the study and the work in the society? And is it a constant prayer? Because I truly feel that it will never be enough. But each state, everything I do for the friends, or even outside, on the outside world, I feel like the Creator is always speaking and show me there is never enough. I'm always opposite to Him. Whatever I do, anything I do. Thanks.
I'll just tell you one thing.
I'll tell you only one thing. The Creator hears everyone, but He responds correctly only to those that can connect between them, between themselves. Otherwise, you don't make yourself suitable, you don't adapt yourself to Him at all. You don't resemble Him. If you want Him, if you want the upper degree, who's the Creator? The upper degree. If you want that degree to receive your deficiency, then you must arrange it correctly. Meaning you have to connect with a few more friends. It's recommended to do it with your 10, because your 10 will be like a 1 in a higher degree that you are turning to. Understand? 10 equals 1. And then you can come to a state where your desire, your deficiency, your prayer, your request will be accepted above. But it's only on the condition that you wish to connect with the others, that you, when you wish to connect with the others, the deficiency for not being able to connect is also received, and it's highly desirable up above. So from above, this force comes to you, and through it you are able to connect. And you feel yourself connected somehow between you. Then you get to the next stage. Regarding what to ask, give us the strength to bestow to Him now that we are connected and we are as one and we are somewhat similar to Him, to His degree. So let's, if that's the case, let's
uh,
I can't speak, you understand? What am I going to do with you? I have no idea.
אז יוצא שנעשה יותר גרוע עכשיו. יותר גרוע.
It's worse.
אני לא יודע. אתה תגיד שאני משוגע.
I don't know. I'm crazy. I don't know.
אני לא יודע. צריכים להחליף שם כל הצוות הזאת וזהו.
I don't know. I have to replace the entire team there.
תביאו לי כאן. תביאו לי כאן את המיקשר שלי, אז אני לא אצעק עליכם.
Get me here, my mixer here, and I will not shout at you.
Yeah,
many mixers we bought over the years. I don't know how many. Where are they all? Where are they? Where's the storehouse? I remember that I myself went to get one of those personal mixer. Give me one here, and I'll say nothing to you because it'll all be in my hands.
אני לא רוצה תלוי בך, וכל פעם יש לי בעיות. כך אני יודע במה אני
מוגבל. I'm dependent on you, and I constantly have problems. At least this way I'll know in what am I limited and in what am I not.
טוב. פתיחה לחומת הקבלה.
נעבור לחלק הבא. Preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, preface.